Hey, welcome to Freestyle. Freestyle is back from the dead. How appropriate for October, right? This is Chuck Tomasi. Freestyle is a blog of sorts, audio rambling, kind of a peek behind the scenes of what goes on in the life of a podcaster and everything else that goes on. And to be honest, as you can tell from Freestyle, podcasting is making up a small percentage of my life. Otherwise, it would have gotten more attention. So this morning, I thought, I've got a bazillion things on my mind, and I want to just get them to you so you know what's up. The news, if this doesn't interest you, feel free to tune out. I know there are not as many subscribers to this podcast as, say, Technorama or Gmail or even Radio Yesterday, which is starting to see a nice bump in listenership via iTunes. But I appreciate it. I'll keep this short. I am on my morning commute between dropping off the kids for school and work. Donna and I are driving separately today because I do have a meeting this afternoon off-site. And the weather. Let's start with the weather. Yeah, everybody's got weather. Fall is setting in quickly here in Wisconsin. It's the middle of October, October 16th already. Hard to believe. Yeah, it's moving along quick. The last podcast I did for you on Freestyle was when I was coming back from the National Park Service in April, 6 months ago, almost 6 months ago. Great time out there in California, as I mentioned on that one. Great people, very talented. Starting to see some of the fruits of the labor of that. Pat Gammon from the Grand Canyon has a podcast he puts out. He's got audio, and then he also has video on the same feed, which is more of a running slideshow, but great pictures. He's got artists that he's been talking to, other rangers. The park is actually shutting down today. Yeah, the Grand Canyon shuts down. I wouldn't think that it closes. But he went through a couple weeks ago. He put a podcast out about what actually happens at the end of the season. You're still welcome to visit, but there won't be any rangers. There's only one gas station that takes pay at the pump. I would love to see the Grand Canyon in the winter when it starts to snow. A lot of good stuff going on, if it hasn't snowed already. It has snowed around here. Last weekend there were a little bit of flurries. We had some wet, slushy stuff. And, it's cool. It's supposed to warm back up into the upper 50s by Monday. This is Friday, so a few more days. But until then, we've got gray, overcast, chance of rain here and there. Temperatures they start in the 30s, or what would that be? Just like the low single digits in Celsius. And maybe we'll get up to 8. Yeah, it's a good time. The family is all doing well. Julie is now driving. She turned 16 back in August. And she had her classes over the summer. And now she's got the actual road test going on. And she was a bit distraught last night. She came home after her first driving test. And the instructor said, you know what, She's very analytical, very intelligent, and what we see with a lot of kids is the same thing that she's doing, is there's not that comfort behind the wheel. We need to get out and practice some more. So she's a perfectionist. She likes to set her goals high and attain them, and academically she does that very well. When it came to driving, she did not meet her mark, and it kind of upset her. But we'll get some more practice in. We're gonna set some targets to get that done so that when she comes around in a few more weeks to do it again, it'll be a whole different story. I gave her a pep talk and a little bit of coaching, said, you know, I get upset too when somebody says something that, shines a bad light or, you know, I know I didn't meet my expectations or their expectations, even worse, that I sit down and I say, hey, what am I going to do about that? How am I going to make this better? How am I going to turn the situation around? It's okay to feel bad for a little bit, but, look inwards and figure out what your next move is. So don't dwell, move on. The girls also, this past weekend, we bought them mobile phones. Oh, we've entered the age of teenage communications. and went to the Verizon store, picked up a Samsung Rogue for Lisa. That was a little extra fee that she agreed to pay out of her money. And Julie got a Samsung Intensity. Fortunately, they have the same charger. It's not the standard USB micro. I don't know why people have to have different chargers on their phones. I thought we had a going standard, but Samsung likes to be different. Actually, Motorola likes to be different. It looks like a USB mini, but it's not. This is not Technorama. I'm not going to get too much into the technical stuff, although I know a lot of freestyle listeners are in the geeky vein. They both got their phones. I already had to take Lisa's away a couple of times just because she was paying more attention to it than her homework. So, and it's only been less than a week. So, we've got a new leverage device to keep her in line, I guess. Certainly glad we got the unlimited texting plan on her phone. Actually, we got it on both, and we got the data plan. Donna got one also because there's a work policy now that says thou shalt not use work phone for personal use. I talked to my boss. He said, keep it within reason. You know, 150 text messages a week is overkill. But, you know, if you get one from your daughter that says, hey, I'm at somebody else's house that we need to change plans or emergencies come up, yeah, that's acceptable. So I will not be getting a second phone because that would be detrimental to my attention to the work phone, which is really what they purchased it for. Speaking of work is going very well. We've still got the service desk going. Having a lot of fun there. Digging into change management, the initial service offering that we rolled out in January is pretty stable. There's a few enhancements here and there. And really looking into change management. How do we control the changes around the infrastructure? There's things going on in production that are happening with little or no announcement, and the service desk is left holding the bag sometimes. And we need a better change process. We're also looking into problem management for when systems go down. You know, it happens. We want to know what happened, how can we prevent it from happening again, how many incoming calls are tied to that so we can understand the impact, and we just don't have that process right now. So in August, I hired a new person to replace one that had moved on internally, fortunately. She's still with the company. She's got experience in a lot of these from another local company. Very happy to have that skill set with us. So things are going very well at work. The related to this service desk is HDI for the Help Desk Institute. Still the VP of Communications, been doing that for about a year at our local chapter, sending out the emails and taking notes and just kind of putting things together. We're a little shy on board members right now. So there's a couple of positions that need to be filled. There's a meeting this afternoon that I will be attending. That's what I referred to a little while ago. That's the local chapter meeting. We're moving them to Friday afternoons instead of Tuesday nights, trying something new that we learned at the regional meetup at the end of September in Chicago. We had all the local chapter officers get together from Detroit and Indianapolis and Kentuckiana and Milwaukee and our area, to share best practices, some good ideas. Got to plug the Podcasting for Dummies book a little when they were talking about websites and blogs and things. We are going to convert our local chapter site over to WordPress. Right now it's kind of a static thing that you gotta know Dreamweaver to update, and we only have one web host. He's far away, sometimes hard to contact, and we want to make it more of a all the board members can contribute. Here's the meeting, here's the minutes, here's a link to something we find useful that we found on another site. That typical blogging stuff, while still maintaining the content for the next meeting, the about page, that kind of stuff that you'd expect. But that should make a big difference in our web presence. And I will be helping out with that this weekend. And speaking of websites, we got a project in the wings, another book coming up that we'll be launching a new website. Look for that. The working with Craig Stepp, co-host of Technorama, to write a new book. The agent that I was hooked up with on Podcasting for Dummies came back with a few ideas over the last year or so, and one of them struck a chord. And I said, you know what? I don't know if I want to undertake this alone because of the content, and Craig has some good expertise in this area. I will let you know what it is shortly. We are waiting for approval, which should be hopefully Monday. We've turned in the proposal. We've revised the outline. Actually, Craig and I have started writing. I wrote about half a chapter last night. And we'll see how it goes. Still waiting to get the lowdown on guidelines and style guides and formatting and templates and pictures and all that good stuff. It is not with Wiley. It's not a dummy's book. It is with somebody else. And looking forward to doing that. There's a little bit of change in it, which is always nice. Helps offset the cost of things like Dragon Con, which we went to in September. It got a little more expensive than I anticipated. Had a wonderful time, by the way. If I sound like I'm rushed, it is because I'm coming up on my exit and wanted to make sure that I get everything in here. Finally, on the personal note, the black belt training. Woo! That's been taking up some time. I'm in Black Belt Canada training. Next Wednesday is my actual black belt test, October 21st. I will be streaming that. I will send out a URL. Watch for that on Twitter. You can follow me, C. Tomasi, on Twitter, or Chuck Tomasi on Facebook. I'll send out a message there where you can find the URL. It will be on Ustream. I'm going to pilot test that tonight at our final candidate training session. And then if you're around Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, you can see what it takes to be a Black Belt candidate. I'm going to have a webcam running. Got permission from the chief instructor to do that, and looking forward to that. It's been a lot of work. 3 years to get the black belt, and it feels really good. I was a little apprehensive, still maybe a little nervous. Not so much about the forms or the combinations or the mechanics of it, but at the end of this, we've got to run 2 miles. No longer concerned about that. I've been running all summer. Put on 73 miles in July. Didn't run quite as much in August. September has been almost a bust. So I'm going to try and get out tonight before training, or tomorrow after our regular 9 a.m. class, because I want to get in one or two runs before next Wednesday's 2 mile run. We're going to run 2 miles, then we're going to do about a 2 hour test, and the last half hour or so of that test will be Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, which, you know, I know about 3 moves, so probably going to see a lot of that, and sparring. And we don't know quite what he has in mind for sparring. We're obviously going to spar each of the other students. This is an adult-only class. There are 6 students, 4 going for first degree, 2 going for second degree, and we're going to be sparring each other, where we all have different specialities, shall we call them. Sparring is not one of mine, but I do my best, try to mix it up, try to stay alert, if nothing else. And we're just going to be so tired at the end that it's really going to take all we can to do the jiu-jitsu and the sparring. So looking forward to that. Just going to be elated. Do not get the black belt until November 7th. That is the graduation ceremony that we'll be having. We're going to be training for a demo and the ceremony practice. I've been to those before, obviously for Lisa in the spring and a couple others in the past. So I know what to expect in terms of the training. We will be getting back with all of the children who will be graduating to black belt also. There's probably 20 or maybe 25 of them that have been training in their own separate class. So just wanting to make a left turn here before I sign off. Appreciate you giving me a listen on this short but quick update. I will keep the Zoom H2 handier than I have, or attach the Belkin Tune Talk to the iPod and rip off a quick podcast to you to give you updates on the book, the black belt, the podcast, everything else that's going on. I have not pod faded, although it is almost invisible on the page, but it's not faded. I'm going to click the old enhance button and see what we can get. Until next time. Again, you can find me on Twitter, C. Tomasi, Facebook, Chuck Tomasi. Whoops. LinkedIn. That was me inadvertently honking the horn. You find me on the web. ChuckChat.com is where you find this podcast, obviously, if you've subscribed to it. And what else? ChuckTomasi.com is my personal homepage. That's kind of a launching point that I've started for all the other things. Until next time, a binary high five. 101.